This is the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome. The Doug Haldeman Show is dedicated to being your resource for all your real estate, finance, and credit needs. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. For the past 18 years, my passion has been helping clients develop debt strategies that have led to wealth creation and smarter spending. I'm a licensed mortgage lender, NMLS number 298-419, and experienced real estate investor. When you need a trusted resource for your mortgage or real estate need, or if you have a comment or question, just text or call me personally at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. And you can visit our website at DougHaldeman.com, DougHaldeman.com. You also can visit our Facebook page. Visit Doug Haldeman Show on Facebook and hit that like button. You'll hear this trusted advice every Sunday at 4 p.m. right here on FM News Talk 97.1. We have a great show for you today. And one of the questions that I get, I mean, we get calls all the time in the mortgage industry with people that call up, and the first thing they ask is, what's your interest rate and what are your fees? Okay, because those are kind of the two default questions that people know when it comes to how to shop a loan. Okay, and those are extremely important. Okay, of course, it's really important that you get a great rate and you get the lowest fees possible. Okay, but is that the most important thing, and are those the first questions that you should ask when you're looking for a mortgage lender? Okay, my answer to that is no, they're not. Okay, and I'm going to give you the insider secrets that my 18 years in the business have taught me on how to shop for a mortgage. So if I was shopping for a personal mortgage, these are the questions that I would ask. And I've created this into a document called Shopping Around that's on my website. If you visit DougHaldeman.com, that's DougHaldeman.com, and look for the document Shopping Around, register on there, download this free document that's going to give you all the insider secrets that you need to make sure that you shop for the best mortgage. So let's jump right into this. So I'm going to start with these four simple questions, because I think the first thing you need to do is make sure that the person you're going to choose to work with is a professional. Okay, are they a true pro at what they do, or are they just an administrative person who is just an order taker? Okay, that they're basically, you're going to say, hey, here you go, Rover, here's the bone, I want this rate and this fees, fetch, go get it. And they go get that and they bring it back to you and want a little pat on the head for it. That doesn't do you any justice, because I'll say that the mortgage is the largest financial investment you're probably going to make in your life in most cases. So it's really important that the advice that you get is from a professional. So here are the questions that you need to ask to make sure that you're working with a professional. And if they can't answer these questions, don't walk away. Run very, very quickly, because that lender should know the answer to every one of these questions. So question number one, what are mortgage interest rates based on? It should be a pretty simple question. What are mortgage interest rates based on? The only correct answer to this question is mortgage-backed securities or mortgage bonds, which is the same thing. If they say the 10-year treasury note, they're just wrong. They don't understand how mortgages actually get priced. So while the 10-year treasury note sometimes trends in the same direction as mortgage bonds, it's not unusual at all to see them moving in completely opposite directions. So don't work with a lender who doesn't have their eye on the right indicator. So if they don't know that mortgage-backed securities or mortgage bonds are what controls interest rates, and very specifically, watching the Fannie Mae bonds, okay, watching the Ginnie Mae bonds if you're getting quoted on an FHA loan, okay, they need to know exactly where to watch. And those bond prices are not just out there for everybody to see. You have to actually typically have a subscription to those services, and every good professional in the mortgage industry will have a subscription to be able to watch those. I get them texted to me every 2 hours. I get bond updates, so I have my finger on the pulse of the market all the time. Okay, so question number two, what's the next economic report or event that could cause interest rate movement? Okay, a professional lender will have this at their fingertips. Okay, they're going to know exactly what the next economic report is that could be a market mover. So just an example, I mean, today, this week, first Friday of the month, every month, is a jobs report. That's always a big market mover. Okay, we expected 200,000 new jobs, or only 192,000 created, and that's positive for bonds because it's negative for the economy. And if they don't understand not only the next economic report, but how those reports affect the rates, then you're not working with a professional. And the reason this is important is when you're looking at do you lock in your interest rate or do you float the rate? They need to understand the market well enough to know what the risks are. Okay, what are the risks of not locking right now? Should you wait a few days and maybe rates are going to get better? Or should you hurry up and lock in, you know, today because it's likely that rates are going to go up? Okay, that's something that a really professional lender will know the answer to that and, you know, and be able to give you really good direction on when to lock your rate or when to float. In case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking about how to shop around for a mortgage and making sure that you're working with a professional that's going to lead you in the right direction. So question number three, when Janet Yellen, okay, who's head of the Fed now, okay, when she talks about changing rates or the Fed changing rates, what does this mean? Okay, and what impact does that have on mortgage interest rates? Okay, so is that when the Fed talks about changing rates, they say they're going to lower rates. We hear that all the time, that the Fed's going to lower rates. Well, does that mean that mortgage rates are going to go down? The answer frequently is no. Okay, when they lower rates, when the Fed lowers rates, what they're controlling is the federal funds rate. Okay, the federal funds rate is the short-term rates that banks borrow at. Okay, and then there's the prime rate that's also controlled by that. The federal funds rate right now is 0.25%. Okay, and prime rate will always be 3% above the federal funds rate. So prime right now is 3.25. Okay, the prime rate and federal funds rate, that's what all your short-term borrowing is based on. Okay, that's what, if you get a home equity line of credit, it's based on that. Your credit cards are based on that. Even some car loans can be based on that because it's about borrowing short-term money. And the Fed, when they lower that rate, the intention is to stimulate the economy. So when they say they're going to lower rates and it's going to stimulate the economy, you're going to see the stock market typically get much better. When the stock market gets better, the bond market gets worse, which means interest rates will go up. So it will usually have an opposite effect on the interest rates. Now, we're in a case right now where the Fed has been buying, they've been buying so many mortgage-backed securities through quantitative easing that they have artificially lowered interest rates because of that. And now, you know, we've watched rates start to go back up as they're drawing their bond purchases to a close by $10 billion a month, that they're reducing those. So that's something you have to keep a very close eye on, and the person you're working with better know the answer to that, you know, on what is it that actually controls interest rates. That's a key question. The fourth question is, what's happened in the market today and what do you see in the near future? So if a lender can't explain how mortgage bonds and interest rates are moving at the present time, as well as what's coming up in the near future, you're talking with someone who's still reading last week's newspaper. They're probably not a professional with whom you should entrust your home mortgage financing. So I'm just going to really encourage you guys, be smart, ask questions, okay, get answers, and get the right answers, and make sure that you're educated enough in advance. And if you want to have the answers to these questions with the right questions, go to my website. Go to DougHaldeman.com, DougHaldeman.com, and download the Shopping Around document. And make sure that you're armed and loaded. You're dangerous when you start to shop for your next mortgage. Okay, more likely, this is one of the largest and most important financial transactions that you're ever going to make. You might only do this four or five times in your entire life, but we do this every single day. It's your home. It's your future. Okay, this is our profession. This is my passion that I love to do. I'm ready to work in your best interest. So if you're in a situation where you want to shop for a loan, you can shortcut this process actually just by calling me directly. Shop your loan with me, because know that interest rates are going to be competitive anywhere you go. They're all based, you know, every lender gets their money at the same place. And interest rates are going to be pretty similar from one lender to another. Okay, but knowing that somebody can give you the right advice on when to lock and when to float, not just on this loan, but even on future loans. Do they manage their database in a way that they're going to keep in touch with you and make sure that you never miss another opportunity in the future to be able to refinance? And say you're buying a house now, you may not be in that interest rate forever. You need somebody that has a system set up to where you don't have to watch that. You don't have to watch that at all. So give us a call. You call me, touch base, and let's set up a time and let me do a mortgage review for you, either on your current home, or if you're looking to purchase a new home, let me help you with that. So once you know that you're working with a professional mortgage advisor, Do you know the rules and the secrets to shop effectively? Well, coming up, I'll be giving you the insider secrets that I've learned through my 18 years in the mortgage career to make you get the best mortgage. You're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
If you're injured in an accident or hurt on the job, who's going to look out for you? The insurance company employs adjusters and lawyers to protect them. You need someone to protect you and your family. Schultz Myers, it's always free to talk with us, and there are no attorney's fees unless we win your case. Call us at 444-4444 or visit our website for a free case evaluation. Schultz Myers, putting you first.